Welcome to Stoic Habits. Make Stoicism a habit every day.
This podcast is brought to you by the Live Stoic Mindset Coaching Programs. Are you looking for clarity and purpose in your lifestyle and career? Then check out livestoic.com/coaching. The mind is the most powerful tool in practicing Stoicism, but you need to take care of the mind. Find out how to maintain your brain on your Stoic path with the Live Stoic newsletter. Go to livestoic.com/newsletter for more information. Discourses, Book 2, Chapter 2, Verse 1. Consider you who are going into court, what you wish to preserve, and what you wish to succeed in. If you wish to keep your choice in accord with nature, you are entirely secure, all will go easily, and you should have no trouble. If you wish to preserve what is in your power and is naturally free, you are contented with that. What else do you have to care about? For who is the master of things like these? Who can take them away from you? If you wish to be a man of honor and trust, who shall prevent you? If you wish not to be hindered or compelled, who should compel you to desires and aversions contrary to your judgment? The judge, perhaps, will pass a sentence against you when he thinks fearful, but how can he make you react to it with aversion? Since then, desire and aversion are in our own power, what else have you to care for? Let this be your introduction, this your narrative, this your proof, this your victory, this your peroration, and your applause. That is why Socrates, when somebody put him into mind to prepare himself for his trial, replied, "Do you not think that I am preparing myself for this my whole life? By what kind of preparation? I have preserved what is in my own power. And what do you mean? I have done nothing unjust, either in public or in private life." You probably know of other methods that help you improve your quality of life, but you know what ties these other methods together? Gratitude. Saying thank you might sound simple enough, but the sad truth is not a lot of people practice it in real life. Here's 5 ways you can practice gratitude to improve your quality of life. Gratitude makes you happier. When you remember everything you have in your life, it makes you feel good. No matter how little or how abundant your material or non-material wealth is, don't take anything for granted. Be thankful for what you have. There are others out there who aren't as lucky as you. Gratitude makes you more likable. Saying thanks to people who make your life easier is a way to boost people's morale and how they feel about you. They'll feel appreciated and they'll be bound to try and do their best to be better at what they do. When people like and appreciate you, they tend to be more trusting and open and have better relationships with everyone. It makes you less self-centered. You probably dislike self-centered people. These are people who think of nothing but themselves and think they're entitled to everything they get their hands on. They have no regard for others and they're stepping on other people's toes. When you practice gratitude, you become aware of the people around you and become more accepting of others. It makes you less envious. Envy is a double-edged sword. It can be good or bad depending on how envy gets running into your system. It's good if you can use it to do productive things, like motivating you to try to do something better in your life. But it's bad if you let it take control. It brings feelings of insecurity and inferiority. Practicing gratitude helps make this more successful with you. Gratitude makes you more optimistic. Without feelings of envy, you can clearly see the path you need to take and how you can succeed. When you make gratitude a habit, you see the better in everything. It makes you more optimistic and gives a better outlook in life. Thank you for listening to Stoic Habits. For more on self-improvement with Stoicism, check out our website, livestoic.com.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.